ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय,
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
सञ्जय उवाच एवम् उक्तो ऋषिकेशो पुराकेशेन भारत तेनयो उभयो मध्ये स्थापयित्वा रतोत्तमम्। सञ्जय उवाच एवं मुक्तो हृषीकेशो पुराकेशेन भारत तेनयोरुभयोर्मध्ये स्थापयित्वा रतोत्तमम्। सञ्जय उवाच एवं मुक्तो ऋषिकेशो पुराकेशेन भारत तेनयोरुभयोर्मध्ये स्थापयित्वा रतोत्तमम्। सञ्जय उवाच एवमुक्तो ऋषिकेशो पुराकेशेन भारत तेनयोरुभयोर्मध्ये स्थापयित्वा रथोत्तमम्। सर्वेषां च महीक्षिताम् उवाच पाथ पश्यैतान् समवेतान् गुरून् इति भीष्मद्रोणप्रमुखतः तद्वेषां च महीक्षिताम् उवाच पार्थ पश्यैतान् समवेतान् कुरुनिति भीष्मद्रोणप्रमुखतः तद्वेषां च महीक्षिताम् उवाच पार्थ पश्यैतान् समवेतान् कुरुनिति भीष्मद्रोणप्रमुखतः तद्वेषां च महीक्षिताम् उवाच पार्थ पश्यैतान् समवेतान् कुरुनिति उवाच एवम् उक्तः अड्रेस्ड् ऋषिकेशः लोर्ड् कृष्णः पुराकेशेन बै अर्जुन भारत ओ डिसेंडेंट ऑफ भारत सेनयो ऑफ आर्मीज उभयो ऑफ बोथ मध्ये इन द मिडस्ट ऑफ स्थापयित्वा बै प्लेसिंग रतोत्तमम् द फाइनेस्ट चैरियट। Translation: Sanjaya said, O descendants of Bharata, being thus addressed by Arjuna, Lord Krishna drew up the fine chariot in the midst of the armies of both parties. Bhishma, Drona, grandfather Bhishma, Drona, the teacher Drona, Samukhataha, in the front of, Sadvesha, all, Cha, also, Mahikshita, chiefs of the world, Uvacha, said, Partha, O Partha, son of Pita, Pasha, just behold, Etan, all of them, some of Etan, assembled, Kuru, all the members of the Kuru dynasty, Iti, thus. Translation. In the presence of Bhishma, Drona, and all other chieftains of the world, Trishikesha, the Lord, said, just behold, Partha, all the Kurus who are assembled here.
Sanjaya Upasa. Actually, Sanjaya, the secretary of Dhritarashtra, he is releasing the activities in the battlefield. Dhritarashtra is blind. How in the battlefield the fighting was going on, Sanjaya was observing either by television or a similar method. Otherwise, how he could explain things are going on in the battlefield, in the room. The Bhagavad Gita, Sanjaya explained all activities in the battlefield to Dhritarashtra within the room. So, there must have been something like television or higher than the television, he was seeing within himself, everything. So scientific improvement is coming, but still on the material platform. Material means gross material and subtle material. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhumi rapana lo vayu khan mano buddhi riyasa aham kara iti ni prakiti ginna asudha. Earth, water, fire, air, sky. These five elements are gross material. Everyone can see gross. We can see earth, we can see water, we can see fire, air, or we can perceive the sky also. But there are certain matters also. Mind, intelligence. We cannot see the mind. We cannot see intelligence. I understand that you have got intelligence. Or everyone knows we have got mind, but we cannot see. This is subtle. They are also matter. Subtle matter. So, the television is a machine made of gross matter. But there is possibility of making another machine of subtle matter. There is possibility. Because matter, they are also matter. That subtle matter machine is not yet discovered. But here we can see the subtle matter discovery was there otherwise how Sanjaya could see the activities in the battlefield. This is the understanding. They are very much proud of material advancement of science, but still they have to make advance subtle matter. And above that subtle matter, within that subtle matter, there is spiritual identity. Indriyani pararahu, indriva paramana, manasastu para, buddhi. First of all, we can see a person. A person we see, what we see? The senses. But we cannot see the director of the senses. The director of the senses is the mind. And the director of the mind is intelligence. And the owner of the intelligence is the soul. This is understood. The soul is there. Whose intelligence? As soon as we shall say intelligence, whose intelligence? That is the soul's intelligence. Where from the intelligence is coming? From Paramatma, Rishikesha. That's what this body is here, Rishikesha. The intelligence will come from Paramatma. Otherwise, we cannot act. Just like a child has got intelligence, but it is guided by the parent's intelligence. Mind understand? Do like an adult. Similarly, we have got all this mind, intelligence, everything, but that is being guided by the super intelligence, Krishna. Therefore, he is called Rishikesha. once you have explained Rishikesha, so we have to reach that platform where we can talk with Rishikesha. That is spiritual platform. That is possible. The more you become purified, you can talk with Rishikesha, who is within yourself. He's not outside. Although he is Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna is always in Vrindavan, in the spiritual world. But because he is Krishna, he can remain with you also at the same time, simultaneously. This is Krishna. Goloka eva nivasati akilatm bhuta Goloka nam nijadham nikaleta tasva Devi mahensa haridhamu su tesu tesu Tete prabhava nishaya vihitasya jena Govindamadi purisam tamaham nina. It is proposed our Mayapur temple will be on this plan. Goloka nāmi nidadhāmi taletakas. The highest planetary system, spiritual, that is spiritual planet, that is named Goloka nāmi, Goloka Vrindāma. We are given that picture in the Bhagavad Pavar, perhaps you know. The topmost original planet is the Goloka. Goloka nāmni nijadhāṁ, that is the abode of Krishna, Krishna-dhāṁ, Krishna-dhāṁ. People are searching after God, but they, actually there is the planet where God lives, Krishna lives. But you have got your machine, aeroplane, put me. You can reach that, but you cannot reach even the highest planet, even on this material planet, material universe. the highest, everyone see, we see the stars or planets. Now you have got the machine. You go there. No, you cannot go. You are so limited. Even you cannot go to the moon planet, which is so near. You cannot go. And still we are proud of all these airplanes, Sputniks, we are thinking, now we have become God. These rascals, they do not know what is God. They are all rascals. They have no idea what is God. Therefore, they have accepted another rascal as God. This is one. You cannot reach Panthasu koti satavastha sampradamya vayu rathati manasu munipunnavaram chappasthi japrabadasina avichintata. Shastra gives you, just like your material science also gives you information that there is one planet, highest planet, and one can go there by Sputnik in 40,000 years. Now he is going to live 40,000 years to live there. But they have got theoretically all these things. The highest planet, material, that is not spiritual. So, after finishing this material war, there is powering of the universe. Stock matter, mahatap, where from all this material coming? There is stock. So, you have to penetrate through that stock material. And each layer of stock is 10 times more than the other. So you have to clear through the stock, material stock, then reach the spiritual world. And the spiritual world, there are many. Many means 3 times more than this universe. This universe, this material universe, is only 1/4 manifestation of Krishna's creation. Ekansina Situjal. When Arjuna inquired from Krishna, so, could you kindly explain little of your opulence? Yes. So he said, I am this, out of this, I am this, and so he summarized. Atabha bahulaitena, kinyatena, tabajna, vishtabhya, aham idam sadmam, ekansina Situjal. You are seeing this universe. This universe only a fragment of your material creation. A fragment. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed us. One of his devotees requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear Lord, you have come personally, you kindly take all the living entities to the spiritual world, be kind enough upon them. And if you think that they are so sinful, they cannot be taken, then transfer all their sins unto me. Okay. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to smile that even if I take these, all the living entities of the universe, but do you know, this universe is only one fragmental part of other, all other universes, many other universes. And he compares that in a bag, where a bag full of mustard seeds, just imagine, a big bag and mustard. And this universe is just like one mustard. There are so many universes. So many universes. And it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Sangita. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Jagadanda. Jagadanda means this universe. Brahmanda, Jagadanda, Koti, anywhere, Jagadanda Koti, Jastaprabha Prabhavato Jagadanda Koti, Koti Su Asesha, Vasudhadi Vibhuti Hindam. And each universe, there are innumerable planets, and each planet is different from others. This is God's truth. And these rascals are manufacturing God. And there is another description also. Jashaika nishkasuta kalama sabalamba jivanti lomo gilaja jagadanda natha. This jagadanda, universe. And there, in each universe, there is a controller of the universe, Brahma. He is called Jagadanda Natha, master of this universe. Because it is controlled by Brahma, therefore each universe is called Brahmanda. It is controlled by Brahma. So, in the Brahman Samhita, I will get information. Jagadanda Natha, Puranam. There are many, many thousands of Brahma, not only one Brahma. Many millions of Brahma, many millions of Shiva, many millions of Vishnu, many millions of Sun, many, because there are many millions of universes. Now just imagine, this is material creation. And that material creation, Krishna says, Ekam Srinastito Jagat. Taking all the material universes, it is only one-fourth creation of the Lord. And the three-fourth creation is the spiritual world. Just imagine what it is. And in that spiritual, the topmost planet is Golok. So, you cannot go in the moon planet, how you can go to that spiritual planet penetrating the material covering, coming to the spiritual effulgence, Brahma, and after all this is what I say, then you therefore it is said, Pantha su koti satavastra sampradamya, koti satavastra. Millions of years. If you go with your scrutiny, with full force, Kantha su koti satavastra, not this footnote, but make your plans of mind speed. This is material speed. What is this speed? Well, 2,000, 20,000, 50,000. But do you know mind speed? You are sitting here. And immediately within a second, you can go to India. This is mind speed. Immediately. So, panthasu koti satavastra sampradamma vayu rathapi. By the air speed or mind speed. Vayu rathapi manasu munipungava. And driven by great scientist munipungava. Pungava means very expert. Narapungava. So, big scientist. Expert scientists, if they can discover airplane which is running on mind speed or air speed, they cannot go by the air speed. They fly on the air, but not with the air speed. So in this way, still, avichinta tatve, after going many millions of years in that speed, still is fine. Oh, Goloka Vrindavan is far, far. This is the position. So, that Krishna, and we are explaining what is Krishna. Don't consider Krishna is ordinary human being. Abhijananti mānamūrha. Manasintanumasita, because he kindly appears before us, just like ordinary human being. don't think that he is like us. It is a conclusion. It's like these rascals, they think that because Krishna appeared as a human being, I am also God. I am also God. Why Krishna shall be alone God? So I am trying to explain what is Krishna or Rishikesh. Rishikesh says, Goloka Nami. Goloka Eva Nivasati Ukilatma Bhuta. Goloka Eva Nivasati. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitavi. Stavidya Eva Nijarupataya Salati. Goloka Eva Nivasati Ukilatma Bhuta. Govinda Madhi Purisam. Tamahamaya. So, our worship is very similar. Tamaham bhajan. We worship that Govinda. Adi Purusam. Govinda Madhi Purusam. Tamaham bhajan. We don't worship ordinary so-called rascals. We worship Govinda. How Govinda is? The Govinda description is Brahma Samhita. That Govinda Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita. He is always in the spiritual world, which is Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Not this kind of Ananda, Chinmaya Ananda. Spiritual bliss. Spiritual bliss means it is continually going on. Still, nobody is fed up. Yet, you can accept any ananda in this material world. So many things. It cannot go on very long time. Suppose if I give rasgulla, one rasgulla, you can take all very nice. Another very nice. Another nice. Next four or five, no, I don't. Finish. Similarly, any ananda you can take. Sex life. It cannot be continuous. Finish. So try to understand what is Chinmaya Ananda. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibha. It then never ends. It goes. Nava Nabayama. One after another. Me. Just try to understand what is spiritual bliss. Do not, the Sahajiyas, they accept this material bliss as spiritual. That is called Sahajiyas. Don't be Sahajiyas. Try to understand according to Sahajiyas. So, Krishna, he is this guy. This is how he becomes Rishikesh. The Goloka Eva Nivasati. He is enjoying with his associates. The cowards, boys, the gopis, and Golokanam in his dham. He is enjoying that. At the same time, he is eating your heart. This is Krishna. Rishikesh. He stands simultaneously, not only within your heart, within the atom. Andantarastham paramanukayantarastham. Govinda Madhu Purusam. Not only within your heart, but within the atom. Just imagine. How many atoms there are? The Krishna is everywhere. We have to take information of Krishna from the Shastra. Shastra means Vishyat Vedanta Sutra. Your eyes should be Shastra, not your so-called imagination. Shastra is Vishyat. The Shastra begins Sridya, Vatsapitam. If you give up the direction of the Shastra and manifest it your own way, the Shastra begins Sridya, Vatsapitam Akara, as you like, then, no Siddhi Bhavapnati. He will never get Siddhi Patrasya. Never get. No Siddhi Bhavapnati. No Sukham. Neither happiness. And what to speak of Paragati, going back to home, back to earth. So, Shastra of Krishna. Everything we have to take from the Shastra. Because we are blind. Now, Shastra of Krishna, our the Shastravya, because the spiritual master enlightens the disciple Shastravya, therefore he is spiritual. If the spiritual master blocks the disciple, then he is not spiritual master. Blocking. No. Ajnanati minanasya. Jnananjana sadhakaya. Chakshur militam jena. Tasmai ki gurave. This is Guru. Guru means he is always enlightened. The disciple. With the light of Shastra. Not that he says, there is no need of Shastra. I am incarnation, I want to speak, you take it. No, the disaster. He should immediately, who has no reference to the Shastra, immediately take him as the disaster number one. This is the conclusion. So, here is Shastra, Bhagavad Gita, Rishikesh. We have already explained Monday. Here also, again we are explaining. Rishikesh, Krishna. Krishna is there. He never leaves Samvindavan. He's there. Why? Here also, just like we see, a very rich man, very influential man, the president. He lives in his, the queen. He lives in the Buckingham Palace. But he cannot go at the same time anywhere and everywhere. No. She is in packed up in that number. Krishna is not like that. Therefore, he is here. Try to understand the distinction between Krishna and others. Krishna is Goloka Eva Nivasati Akhila Atma Bhuta. Atma Bhuta. This Atma Bhuta. Is Rishikesh. He is giving intelligence. The more you become purified, the more you get direct instruction from Rishikesh. This is God. So, how you can become purified? Purified means no more influenced by the modes of material needs. That is explained Gurakesha. Guruka Isha. Guruka means darkness. At Isha. When you become master of this material world. All material senses. This material world means material senses. Yes, sir. So if you become a master of the material senses, then you become Gurakesha. That was John. He is described here as Gurake. Arjuna, don't take Arjuna that he was mistaken. No, he cannot be. How he can be? He is constantly with Krishna. How he can be misdirected? No, that is not possible. When the Chaitanya Charitamrita say, that Krishna Surya Sama, Maya Andhukar. So Guruka means darkness, Maya. So Krishna Surya Sama, Maya Andhukar. The darkness and light is there always, side by side. You have got experience. Here is sunlight, here is darkness. So these two things are there. So, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Andhukar, Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Rodhika. Wherever there is Krishna, there is no jurisdiction of darkness or Maya. Devi Deshakunamai, Mama Maya Durastaya, Mameva Japrapadante, Maya Mekam Karam. You can become immediately out of the scope of Maya. If you always remain surrendered to Krishna. Maya is not touching. Just like if you remain always in the sunshine, there is no question of night. Nowadays, it is very easy. If you simply drive your plane on the western side, you'll never get night. You just roundabout. Yes, it is. It's like it is materially possible to drive your plan simply on the western side. Start your plan in the morning and go to the western side and don't stop it. You go on for 3-4 as many days as you like. You'll never get night. This is practical. Similarly, if you keep all as is Krishna, you are good office. You'll never get darkness. Or Maya will not touch you. This is Krishna consciousness. So try to become Gurakesh. The next verse, Krishna, Rishikesh. So he knew the Sarvasatang Vidishanda Vishnu. Krishna is there. Krishna knows what is your purpose, what you want to do, what is your past, future, everything Krishna knows. Everything Krishna knows. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Vedaham samitivitan. I know everything. So, Krishna, thapaitta. Rasottamam, thapaitta. As soon as Arjuna asked him, Senaya Rubhayam Madhi, Ratas Thapayana Utsuko. Immediately, he carried out the order. And he knew why he wants. He wanted to see with whom I have to find my friends and relatives. He is hesitating. So why this ignorance of Arjuna? The question made. Because Krishna, Arjuna is Gurakesa. He is above this material world. How he is being affected by his so-called relatives and kinsmen. He was hesitating to fight on this principle that they are my relatives, they are my kinsmen, they are my family members. He was always thinking. Therefore Krishna mused. So he has become so family-wise infected. But he is Gurakesh. How is it possible? He is above all these things. Yes, he is above all these things. By Krishna's desire, he is playing like that, ordinary man. Otherwise, how Bhagavad Gita will come? Krishna cannot talk with ordinary person. Krishna cannot fight with ordinary person. Even the demons, when they come, just like Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, they were joy giver in the Vaikuntha world. So they came here and Krishna asked them that if you become my enemy, then within 3 births you'll come back. And if you remain friend, then 7 births. So they preferred, well, I shall become your enemy, sir, so that I can come back again after 3 births. So why? Because Krishna has all the propensity. That's why we sometimes want to fight. Mock fights. So in the Vaikuntha world there cannot be any fights. So because Krishna wanted to exercise his fighting spirit, he sent his devotee. He became enemy and he fought. So you have to understand Krishna in that way. Rishikesha. He knows that unless Arjuna become affected family-wise, how Bhagavad Gita will be there. Therefore, although Gurakesha, Arjuna is above darkness, is still by the will of Krishna, Rishikesha, he played just like ordinary man, affected with his family affection. Therefore, Krishna, in the next verse, says, Uvasa. Krishna says, my dear Vasa, now you wanted to see with whom you have to fight. Now here is Bhishma, Drona, and many other kings, all the descendants of Kuru Dynasty, your Dhritarashtra's son, now you see very nicely and be prepared to fight his death. So this is the explanation of Rishikesh and Gurakesh. Thank you very much.